Representative Jared Huffman is part of a group of lawmakers sending a letter to Secretaries Tom Vilsack and Deb Haaland, urging the Department of Ag and the Department of the Interior to make firmer rules to protect old-growth forests. In the letter, they say that old-growth forests play a huge role in capturing carbon and have community and environmental benefits like increased water quality and recreation. Last spring, the president issued an executive order recognizing mature forests as vital to the health and prosperity of communities across the states, saying they're essential to climate and conservation goals. Tuesday night's 4.4 magnitude earthquake was about 4.6 miles northwest of Cobb, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, just inside the Sonoma County line. People felt the shaking from Clear Lake to Hidden Valley Lake and Lakeport. The quake was followed by several aftershocks. One of the strongest was 3.3. 700 shake reports were submitted to the USGS Wednesday morning from all around Mendocino County all the way to Nevada. Tonight at 7, the Middletown Area Town Hall will be held at the Community Library. A topic on the agenda is an update on cannabis-related business. The Cannabis Task Force Committee Program Manager for the Community Development Department, Andrew Amalung, will update the public on the progress of the task force. Strategies for community engagement, operating needs, and volunteers are also on tap. Public is invited to the town hall. The EPA is reporting that it's finished another step in the process to finish the Sulphur Bank Mercury Mine Superfund site cleanup plan. The 160-acre site sits on the shore of Clear Lake in Clear Lake Oaks. The plan includes cleaning up significant portions of the site, specifically the mine area, the Elm Indian Colony, and contaminated soils in the residential area southwest of the site. Documenting the final plan is the next step. Highland Springs Recreation Area recently reopened after closing due to storm damage, but there's still some brush that needs to be cleared out to allow full use of the park and trails. Saturday, the Lake County Water Resources will host a Highland Springs Vegetation Cleanup Day from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Volunteers are asked to bring hand tools, gloves, sunscreen, and lunch to join the event. They'll meet up at the Highland Springs Disc Golf Course. I'm Sarah McCormick.